on the boundary for yet
Blog Talk Radio.
Some real sticking here in this over. 4, 6, 1, 2, 6, and still another legal delivery left in this over.
Yes, so just as I was saying, I didn't think this was the point to Omar into the bowling attack. He's not one of the specialist bowlers. We have at least 3 specialist bowlers who have not landed the ball as yet. So I'm not sure if Stanley is looking around, and he would have seen these guys in 2 Denton plus row.
And again, but this time my man is down there. He settles and he takes the catch. So Neville takes the catch.
I think that's the only thing Omar could have done with the last part was to get a wicket.
Yeah, but a very expensive over.
So right here, Ivor, you got your 75 and plus.
Exactly.
On
so,
the board.
Yeah.
Only 8 over.
Something in the bonus column. I'm not saying that it cannot be had. The winners picked up here, folks,
yeah.
And we're having some heavy clouds. We've been having some brilliant
sunshine
all morning.
We're live.
As we speak this time. So, 319, Amir, 37. And some 17 deliveries. So, that was a good knock. Maui gave up some 19 runs, so he would have been on par with Spots. Had gave up some 19 runs from his last over also.
Yeah,
so
two very overs, expensive overs.
38 runs in the last 2 overs.
Equaling what they have in all of 6 overs. That was
double, and double the scoring.
Yep.
So that's cricket for you. So, over number 9. On this time is in the air, but away from any fielder. They're thinking 2. Let's see. They're going to be taking on the arm. Yes, they will. Because Stanley with a weak throw is a baby throw.
Which is the brothers Denton. You have Patrick. So we have Patrick and Derek Denton, the twins that normally play for Palm Beach. They're here playing for Global Warriors. You know, 2 very effective left-arm spinners. And you see what I was saying there, Ivor. They're much more known for their bowling than in introducing Omari at that stage. There was not a need for Omari then, because we still have Rowe and Derek, brother.
Oh, this is a good hit. And he's gone beyond the boundary board for 6.
Very good hit here. Another max 6.
So 85 it is. And we want to welcome the cricket show on for simulcasting this broadcast. And a pleasant good afternoon to Mr. Leon Francis over there in Tallahassee. I want to say welcome, sir.
Yeah.
This time the batsman is swatting at this one outside the off stump, tugging it into the onside. Well, the single, they're going to be overthrows. No, they're not interested. As Johnson is the cleanup man. 86 for 2. Sadiq is on 26. And so Zeeshan Qureshi, he's back. He was a bit winded earlier. So we would have seen a lot of things happen since he would have left the arena wide outside the awesome. Taken smart today by wicketkeeper Peter Anthony. He would have the same out of Antigua and Barbuda. This time he's getting a good hold of this one again. And he goes straight back over the bowler's head for yet another maximum. So we're into the 90s now, 93. So all of a sudden, while the scores was here falling asleep on us, they're wide awake now.
Yes, I guess now we have some real action.
Real action. So we have 1 more over left.
After
and I
boundaries.
With seven away from the 100, we're going to see the first 100 realized for today.
Hey, just see that. Because this Orlando Star is going at it. I said they're putting all in. Both teams would have lost their first game, so they know they have to get a win this time around. So they're doing their part.
Well, you would have criticized Horace Stanley for bringing on Omari Banks. But he brought on Yo Bola.
Denton
gave up some 17 runs.
Still too short.
So the last field was 19 and 17.
And here comes the next one that I was saying, Rowe. So,
okay, so let's see. Is it going to take a pattern? So you think they should get 15 from this over then?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But, you know, I know if they had brought in Derek at that particular time, but they would not be swinging the way they are swinging now.
Well, we'll watch and wait. The last over, so we have not realized 101 in this game so far for today.
I can bet you Krejci is gonna go after this last over.
He has no choice.
Long enough to know.
Only 2 wickets has fallen. We have all of 8 wickets in the hut. So if they can get 21s and lose 4 wickets, that's what they need. 2 sixes and 2 fours, 21s. Oh, he's gone big, really big. And Scott is just going to be looking up at a bird that's gone beyond him. So Qureshi, he was winded earlier, and now he has got his second wind. He's got his wind beneath him. 99 for 2.
I think Qureshi came out and got it, rehydrated and got some finish back on the field. Hit that ball convincingly over the boundary.
And again. And one goes to the left of the bowler for a single. Was in the air. So 100 comes up, even 100. But far and away, the best score all day. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to take some real batting. They're going to have to dig deep to get to this 100. This time, the bowler has got to make a getaway because everyone was hit back to him and down to the boundary for 4.
I think the spinner is now coming in to be a pace bowler.
104. The last 4 overs would have really brought some good reward to the Orlando Stars. 104 for 2. So we've gone a 6 and a single. Outside the awesome edging, and it's going to be just 1 as Orlando Johnson is down here. And they're not going to take on the arm. Yet to see a dot, 105. 2. More deliveries left. That's a healthy looking scoreboard. This time again, he's getting an outside edge. Johnson trots to his left. Ambers for a single. 13 so far from the over. I did say. I said 15. I called 15. So let's see.
Well, we have. We've been waiting to rejoin our commentators. It's a little difficult getting through because we've met with someone still trying to make connection back to the podcast. Meantime, I'll play some music until we rejoin our commentators.
West Indies and those are ready. Next morning early, was tough to retreat. From there, the boys went straight to victory. What you think that caused the massacre?
One born again.
That magnificent catch by Lara.
One born again.
Watch an and go faster than ever.
One born again.
Nothing passing the wicked keeper.
One born again.
Now and then they send down a bouncer.
One born again.
When they drive it caught in the cover.
One born
laughing. What they didn't know, we have the fatal blow. Because we know after joy is sorrow. If you're young, the people was balling.
One born again.
They were so jubilant that morning.
One born again.
May white she was needing some flour.
One born again.
Can the match pour too much water.
One born again.
A veteran woman. Win, 8 wicked nothing. What they didn't know, we have the fatal blow. Because we know after joy is sorrow. If you're young, the people was balling.
Was born again.
They were so jubilant that morning.
Was born again.
May white she was needing some flour.
Was born again.
Can the man she pour too much water.
Was born again.
A virgin woman called the lucky.
Was born again.
We didn't have comings and logging.
Was born
Thank you. suddenly. We went down to Barbados and nearly killed them with blows. The whole Guyana in sin kit. Give them some good, good licks. We went down to Trinidad, beat them bad. The holy wind was at St. John and gave them 2-for-1. We hope Jamaica, though it did not matter. Clean sweep, clean sweep, clean sweep. Clean sweep, clean sweep, clean sweep.
doing? It's wicked standing. If you hear how the commentators are laughing, what they didn't know, we have the fatal blow. Because we know after joy is sorrow. If you hear the people was bawling,
was born again.
They were so jubilant that morning,
was born again.
The wife, she was needing some flour,
was born again.
They need man to pour too much water,
was born again.
A virgin woman called the lucky,
was born again.
We didn't have comings and logging,
was born again.
Beat me to the game with a four. So Mario Banks got a good hold of that one. It was a ranking long hop. It was asking to be hit. 22 for 1. Again, they say it's a long way from nothing to be from home. 107 is not no easy easy marking, I can tell you that. Paul.
Yeah. Mario Banks probably come out of retirement to play in
Yeah. Mario Williams, yes. So, Spat is yet to score. He has faced just that one delivery. He's been back along the track. But Mario, he's into double figures now. He's in 10. Again, the target is 107. Trying to get all of the healers in place. This is the last over of the power play. Mario's going after him again. He's going to the wide mid-on area. A tumbling save at the mid-on area. But just one. Yeah, 23 for 1. And Scott is hitting this one in the air, but away from the fly slip, and it's running towards the boundary. They've gone for 2, and I think that's all they'll be. As the throw comes in a strong one, ends up over the head of the rigid keeper. 25 for 1. So Scott did not get a good hold of it, but at least he got something to his effort. He got 2 runs as it split, the fly slip, and short third man. Scott is going on his knees, trying to play this one around the corner. His one is here. 1. He's turning for 2. Got there quite comfortably in the end. So 27 for 1. Yes, and then they can spread the field. And they can have no more than 5 outside of the 30-yard circle. Right now, there's just 2 men outside of the 30-yard circle. He's going big, but this time there's a man down there. He goes 1 bounce to him in the foul corner area. That Wisdom, I think. Field down there in the foul corner area. As we come to the end of over number 3, and the ladies score here 28 for a loss of 1 wicket. The Scott has asked for a change of bat. Maybe he needs the long handle. Now that the field is going to be spread, Peter Anthony has bought out 3, 4, 5 bats. Thought in my days, playing cricket, we used to have 1 bat for the whole team. Now, 1 cricketer, he has 4 bats for himself. Whole chunk. Yes. Then we hope that the cricket show is bringing through this broadcast live and lively. We're hoping that it's coming through, but the NAP TV, and it's on the Facebook Live, it's on YouTube, on NAP TV, Instagram. So you can view this live proceeding in various ways. Ivor Henry alongside Paul Moore here at this moment. From time to time you hear us a little muffled because we are muffled here because we have our masks on. We are observing the social distancing right here in the comm box. So again, folks, we still have one more match to go after this. One way or the other, this one is going to be over in a hurry. It's either they're going to knock the ones off, or the overs are going to be, oh, this time, Stock did not do enough with that. With the full delivery, and he just stroke it off for a single out to Deshaun Qureshi in the long on position. Qureshi in the last match would have taken two comfortable catches in that position, in the long position. So he seems to be becoming a specialist in that area. Positioned himself on the boundary. Right on the boundary, see he's right on the marker. Down the leg side and he's sweeping, but there is not going to be a single. Ball is trickled to the short fine leg area. No wonder. Boy, Amari has gone really big with this one. So Qureshi can only stand and look. As that one sailed to the right of him and over his head for six. And umpire Bali is waiting. I don't know what he's waiting for, but here's that signal. Well, it is six anyway. Going after him again, but this time along the turf as it trickles out to the short mid-on position for a single. 36-01. Scott comes in strike. He is in six. Omari has gone on to 18. Scott is going after him. But there's Qureshi down there. You feel? Got to him quick and in a hurry. It could be no more than one.
Come on, guys.
Five 37-1. Omar is going big again and he's going over the head of Qureshi and he's even gone even further for yet another maximum. 6-1. Tell him a signal the 6th man because he's on TV. Yeah, Woody. Tell him he's on TV, man. He must signal the 6th man. He's making it so awkward, man. People looking at the TV, not signaling the 6. So it's another 6. Then he should just do 2 matches and then somebody will do 2. I know it's not easy umpiring, eh? Trust me. It takes a lot of concentration. But if you're there and you're on TV, you must do it right. You must do it right, or she's gonna. See, look at this. You're coming in now with 6. But the people must be laughing out there saying, wait, you don't know we realize it's 6?
Quantry.
Come on, man. So 43-1, yes. So Omari, he has gone into the 20s, he's on 24. 43-1, so he's carrying the total by more than halfway. And as long as Omari is there, I'm going to tell you that 107 is going to become small. I know what Scott can do. I don't know what I'm trying to set for bat, but people can hit a long ball. So I don't think that the fielding team, the London Stars, should be resting easy. Both teams are looking for the first win of the day. they would have played one match each and they would have lost. Is this is this Grid's one? I don't think that's Navi bowling. That's
no,
not Navi.
No, it's not that.
What? Here's one. I think that's his one. The left arm. So Scott is going in the air and splitting the two men down there for four. And he got for six, as a matter of fact. So I think that was a weak effort there by the fielder down there. They're going to be changing him now. They're asking another stronger fielder to take his place. So because delivering from Rizwan was back of the length, Scott got into it and got a good hold of it. It is beyond the boundary for six for the 3-4. Scott has gone on to seven, quicker than his house. The time is bowling around the wicket. Then playing his soft hands and getting a single, doing the correct thing. The ball is there to try to take the strike. 44 for 1. 48.
Huh? 48.
48. Huh? What's
good? The bounce of the forest?
Yeah.
6.
The change
it? So it's 4-1.
No, this over. It started 4 and then 1. 4-1. Mm-hmm. Last 1. Yeah. And then this one over. So, Mavi is going big. This one is in the air. It's coming towards us. Yes, and it's gone for a big maximum 6. That's his favorite shot, inside out.
Mm-hmm.
So this is expensive over so far. So the first ball that should have been 6 was reversed to 4. So 50 has come up on the board. It's 56 as a matter of fact for 1. So they're just about halfway there, yes? Now he's going bigger. And this one goes into the bushes. And that's a lost ball. And they're asking for balls. Swing balls. Swing balls. Two for one.
Yeah.
So Antonio Stock is on 12, Omari is on 38. Omari, he himself came in for a bit of 6 himself. He would have bowled one over for 19-1.
So far, the guys have run from the cover, so he's made up for that.
So he has made up for that because he's 19 that he would have given away.
So it would be a cardinal sin for him to get out now, though.
Hmm. I guess he wants to see the ball, and that's unheard of these days. The umpire would be. So the judge of the ball. Which one?
And he's going even bigger. That's a sweep shot, and they're gonna bring balls, bring balls, bring balls.
I might would say bring balls. So 25 from that over. It's 68. Maui has raced on to 4-4 from the 16 delivery.
5 overs.
So Maui is drowning in honey here. I'm telling you my word. That was a beautiful shot.
He said this is the last
fair ball,
so.
Huh? Are they bringing the old ball? Last 3 games?
I'm feeling. So maybe Valley have been leading up.
Are we looking?
58.
Well, they've been good for now, but they can't afford to lose any wickets now. 68 for 1. Yeah, like I said, it's going to take some going. It's still a long way to go. 107 is required for the victory, but Omari looks good. He's batted some 16 deliveries. He's on 44. And again, I'm going to ask the question, Paul, why is it this young man is not playing for the U.S. United States of America cricket team?
Bobby, where's the ball from the other game?
They need to go. They need to go.
You're not missing any cricket, as you can see on your screen, as the batters did themselves need some refreshing, as well as the fielders. So right now the required run rate is only 7.8, and the current run rate is going at 13.6. So this is cricket at its best. Matt Cricket Stadium, that's where the action is live. And we just wanted to tune into the YouTube, Facebook, Matt TV live, and you can view all of the proceedings here. We have one more game to go after this one. This game is setting up to be a very, very exciting game. We thought 75 was a par score here, but the way how these two batters are going, they need some 39 from some 30 deliveries. That's easy peasy. Easy peasy, yeah. So the last wicket, that was of Damien Rowe. That's quite some time ago. That's quite a long time ago. So 68 for one. Yeah, the partnership has realized some 50 runs. Like I said, these guys are century makers in their own right. They play in the local South Florida League here. And I myself would have umpired matches with them, and I would have enjoyed officiating, because they too have both made centuries while I officiated in their games. And I didn't cheat for them either. That's not part of me. No, I did by the book, you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, this one shot is going big. Six runs. Yes, I've gone for six. It went straight into the cone, so it's got to be six. Yeah, it's six. Yes. There goes the umpire hand, goes along. So Scott has joined the party. He's on 18. And again, partnership of 56 between these two. Oh, Scott has gone even bigger. He's gone beyond the of course, by far, he's gone beyond the cone. It went into the fence. So back-to-back sixes. We have to have two sixes. 80 for the loss of one wicket, a partnership of some 62. Scott has raced on to 24. So he's not to be outdone by Omari. And again, but over the head of the bowler, I think they're going to settle for just one. A rare one that goes into the scoring book. They've been kept very busy. At some stage in the proceeding, they were falling asleep earlier. Less than a run a ball, yes. It's under 6 runs and over. My word. This is cricket at its best. Mac TV. We have to give it up to Mac Qureshi every time. So the game has come to life. Omari is not getting a hold of this one. It's inside out and it's gone for six. And there goes his 50. So that's 50 for Omari. As you can see on screen there, he puts his bat up. Second 50 of the day for the batters here. But that was a good looking 50. So they need 21 from 26 deliveries. They're making light work of this 107. 87, that's the Australian bad lucky number, 87. Individual number, that is. Oh, that's a full toss, and it's a no ball. It was over the waist. So it's a free hit. Free hit coming up. Yeah, I know. But that one was definitely over the waist. So it's a free hit. Comes up 88 for one. So I think think the one post will be bowling a free hit too. So let's see what Mario will do with this one. Oh, and it's gone even bigger. There's a man settling down there under it, but to no avail, and it goes over his head for six.
No, he's
he's six. He had it over the fence. It's 6 runs.
A great catch.
But beyond the boundary for six. So Mario raced up to 56. 94 for one. Again, I said a partnership of 76, and I did say this game is going to be won or lost in a hurry. And again, he's pulling, and he goes straight into the hand, and you don't know. And he has dropped it.
Okay.
My word, after all that.
Like a rocket.
Came down there like a rocket on the deep backward square leg. It was in and out. It was a short ball. It was asking to be hit, but hit it flat. He should have gone for another six. But he tried to hit it flat. I don't know why. Taking pity on the bowler. Because that one should have gone for six.
I would have been trying to extend the game.
Oh, 95. It's just around the corner. You got the partnership of 77. 107 required. Victory, 12 runs needed. Just need 3 runs and over, so they on cruise control. That's an expensive over. We have some six. We have some 4 sixes in this over so far. And a no ball. That's a cardinal sin. 4 sixes in the over, plus a 3 hit, a no ball. Yes, well, Captain Howard Stanley would have been full of confidence. He said he brought some reinforcements into the team, so the 107 was of no bother and was of no moment to him. So it seems as if his word is coming to pass. So how is the prophet? Well, so Scott is on quarter century. It's not going to be enough in the tank for him to get to 50. Maui is on 57. The highest score so far for the day is 60 not out. Omari just chipped into this one and stayed back along the track for a single. As if to say, I feel sorry for you. I don't want to hit this any further than me. Just start back past you. So 11 to win. It's going to be a good victory for the Warriors. Oh, that's a wide down the leg side. So they're on the stars there into their second match, and they have yet to record a win, but none of these teams have recorded a win, so any win will be the first one. So, and Scott is going again big, but there's a man down there, but he goes over his head for six. So Scott is not wasting any moment. They're just straight away from it. So 4 runs to go. And they need some 22 balls. So you need 4 runs from 22 balls. Do you think they can make that go here? You think they can make that? My word. Imagine Sophie said that. They need 22 runs to get 4 runs and they can make it. Oh, and Scott is missing out. As one that eluded the wicketkeeper. I think it's going to be a bye. Let's see what the umpire signals. Oh, he got a edge on it and a single.
Umpire was the last one. We are 4 or 6.
But it was 60 momentarily for 6. And that's a wide delivery outside the off stump. So 2 to go. 105 for 1. A partnership of 87. My word. Oh, and it's the 6 runs. And that's game, set, match. And Maui ended with a set. And he ends on 64 from 22. And my word. I think Maui again is in for man of match. He would have got the wicket when they fielded. And now he would have gone on to make 64 from 22. 111 for one. All the ones stand on one leg. 111. So we have to bring Captain
Hawaii
into here.
So it turned out to be an easy win for the guard.
You know.
All right, let's wrap this game down to 5.
So skip it away. You were heavily criticized for your captaincy when you would have bought on some spin bowlers. When Maui would have bowled, I thought you had your regular spinners and you did not put them on. At that point, you thought that you lost the grip of the game because the last four overs, 68 runs came from the last four overs. What was going through your head at the time?
Well, apparently, it was from advice from a senior player, because Amari, you know, he's a youngster, and then you know, you want to get, you know, this is about catching everything, so you know, he actually is involved on the other team, so we want him to get, you know, he's already good with that, so I mean, we're batting the ball, and you know, so we tried a little something, you know, and then apparently, you know, it wasn't a blunder, so to speak, it was a team plan, you understand? But he came out and he didn't bowl well, but he took a wicket as well, so finally he paid off.
Yeah, he bowled one over for 19 runs, and like I said, the last two overs, they went this way. 19, 19, 17, 13. 68 runs from the last two overs. But you came to the comebacks and you said that you were confident that you were going to make this one because you brought in some reinforcement.
Yes, I did say that. Because, I mean, one pitcher that said to me, he can make this total. I say, we're going to get the total with run with over to spare, which we did, you know. So we have a start who didn't do well in the first inning. And apparently, Roe, he's a good hitter, too. So I know I didn't expect to lose more than, and we still have the hardest in chunk to come. And, you know, myself, you know, you haven't seen with the bat so far. But, you know, if he comes to me, then definitely, you know, it's going to be a take it.
But I'll just say congratulations on a good win. And you do have another match, or that's your match for the end of the day?
Yes, sir. I think so.
So one up, one down, and that's a good win.
Okay,
so I think Amari, your player, he has got some two man of the match, I think, by our calculation here. So let's go ahead and congratulate you on a win. Good luck for the rest of the day.
Well, thank you, sir. Good night, Amari.
There was no opportunity for them. Before their career, they had to stop. It's different with you and the boys. Stay up, stay up, stay up. Now when you're bowling volleyball, remember it's duty's call. When you're bowling volleyball,
you're bowling for Halloween.